The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I guess they don't like me, but let me just tell you, these are losers from day one. Guys like Bill Kristol, he's 0-32. George Conway, you take a look at him. Just take a look at that guy. The man's a stone-cold loser. So they should not call it the Lincoln Project. It's not fair to Abraham Lincoln, a great president. They should call it the Losers Project.
The Losers Project, a better title indeed. Welcome, my friends. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. The Lincoln Project. Who is John Weaver, and why should you care? I think we can conclude today that the left may be a radical challenge to the United States and everybody who loves what America stands for. But it is the fake conservatives, it is the rhinos, who might be an even bigger problem. Let me explain. John Weaver was the executive director of the GOP for the state of Texas. Seems like a good credential, doesn't it? He ended up leading both H.W. Bush's campaigns in 1988 and 1992. Not only that, for more than a decade, John Weaver was a senior advisor to Senator John McCain. There you go, for GOP establishment credentials. After that, he ended up as chief strategist to John Huntsman. And most recently, in 2016, he was the strategist for John Kasich's presidential campaign. Remember him? I know it's easy to forget. But the most interesting thing, before the news that broke yesterday, is what John Weaver did just 2 years ago. In 2019, this bastion of the Republican Party establishment from Texas, the Bushes, McCain, Kasich, took a contract, a 6-month contract, for $350,000. We can do the math, can't we? That is an annualized wage of what? $700,000. That's more money than Fauci makes. $700,000 annualized with a company that was a subsidiary of Rosatom. Do you know what Rosatom is? That is the Russian state company for nuclear power. And his job was to lobby for Russian interests to stop America sanctioning the Kremlin. But he got busted. Not by the FBI, but the media found out. And when it was revealed that this scion of the Republican establishment was working for Russia, real Russian collusion, he cancelled the contract. Did he give the money back? Who knows? Who cares? Because here's the real story. John Weaver is a founding member. He's called a co-founder of the Lincoln Project that you heard President Trump describe just a few moments ago. And now we know that this is a man who has pederasty as one of his problems. He likes to sext, send sexually explicit texts to young men as an aged married white man, including boys as young as 14. What do you need to know about this co-founder of the Lincoln Project? Here's the latest from the postmillennial.com by Matthew Miller. 21 individual accusers have come forward alleging that Republican strategist and co-founder of the anti-Trump Lincoln Project, John Weaver, sent them sexually provocative messages. The men, who were young at the time, say that Weaver sent them sexually charged messages within the context of him also saying he could find them jobs in politics, according to interviews with the 21 accusers. Weaver's sexual solicitations include interacting with a 14-year-old boy, asking him questions about his body, then later sending more explicit messages when he turned 18. Screenshots of messages from Weaver showing the solicitations indicate that they were aggressive in nature. Some of the alleged solicitations resulted in a physical sexual encounter. The accusers say they felt preyed upon by an older man in power who offered to help their careers if they engaged with him. Weaver allegedly told one of the victims he would, quote, help you other times. Give advice, counsel, help with your bills if you help me sensually. Cole Meal was 14 years old when he first received Twitter direct messages from John Weaver. At first, he didn't see any red flags. I remember being a 14-year-old kid interested in politics and being semi-starstruck by John Weaver engaging in a conversation with me, Meal says, now 19. When he turned 18, he says the messages went from odd inquiries about his body to more overtly sexual ones. Quote, I want to come to Vegas and take you to dinner and drinks and spoil you. Hey, my boy, resend me your stats, or I can guess if that is easier or more fun. Cody Brawltz was a recent college grad looking for a job in politics when he first engaged with Weaver. Bratz told Weaver in a conversation over Twitter that he ran marathons. To which Weaver, old white married dude, responded, at least I know that whatever we end up doing, you could do it multiple times in a row.
with a winky emoji.
It just seemed like he was exploiting his power, Mr. Brault said. He was someone very important and high up in a field I wanted to go into. Weaver's Lincoln Project colleagues said they had no knowledge of his solicitation to young men and only found out about the allegations this month when the American Conservative article and an open letter on Twitter first brought to light the allegations.
Oh, really? Why is it then that MSNBC has had all of you disgusting reprobates, Steve Schmidt, Rick Wilson, and George Conway, on their TV shows since the scandal broke a total of 17 times? But nobody mentioned it. Not MSNBC, and not you, you pathetic, sad, disgusting little men. Here's the only question America wants to know about you never-sick, never-Trumpers. What did Steve Schmidt, Rick Wilson, and George Conway know about John Weaver's pedo-gate? And when did they do it? We will continue to discuss the Lincoln Project pedo-gate here on America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
I love that. I love that. We're back. Don't forget, I think this is our sixth day in the sin bin, in the Google Alphabet YouTube sin bin, because we had a congresswoman say, we know the election was stolen. Marjorie Taylor Greene got us in trouble. So YouTube suspended us for a whole 7 days because First Amendment, I guess it doesn't apply on YouTube. So in the meantime, you've got to have a backup policy. If you want to watch us live, we're not streaming on YouTube until maybe tomorrow. We are on Facebook. Look for the show page, America First Sebastian Gorka, where we stream the show video every day. Likewise, on our website, the show website, which should be bookmarked. That's the center of the universe for America First. Just go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you can stream the show live on video, or you can listen to it as an audio stream 24 hours a day. When you need a little bit of America First, you can go there. Not just the podcast that you have to download. 24/7 we stream it. And then lastly, a great backup. It's blown up almost 400,000 subscribers already on our brand new Rumble video channel. Yes. Like Parler was the First Amendment alternative to YouTube, to Twitter. Well, guess what? There's something called Rumble, rumble.com, that is the First Amendment alternative to the fascists at YouTube. And it is exploding. Just go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And you can get the show, all the segments. We post there every single day, and soon they'll have live streaming as well. Okay, first guest of the day. I know he'll have something to say about Lincoln Logs and the Lincoln Project and everything else Lincoln-related. He is our good friend, Colonel K. Kurt Schlichter. Are you there?
Oh, I am here. I am ready for action.
Are you having a good Monday in the People's Republic of California, Kurt?
Well, I'm having a lot better Monday than the guys from the Lincoln Project.
Hey, none of them have responded to my tweets about John Weaver. I must have sent out 40 tweets since last night about the link. I call it Lincoln Project pedo-gate, and none of them have responded. George Conway blocked me, Kurt.
Well, you know, Dr. Gorka, you're not exactly there. I mean, look, you're youthful, but you're not exactly there, Democrat.
Oh, behave. All right. So let me run something by you, okay, Kurt? And in the meantime, follow him on Twitter, Kurt Schlichter. Read his inflammatory but superlatively entertaining pieces at townhall.com. And then just listen to what the Lincoln Project create. I don't know how they got away calling themselves a Lincoln, and they actually use the image of Abraham Lincoln as their logo. They are into the concept of collective guilt, Kurt. They have been tweeting that if you voted for Trump, then you're bad. They're making lists, literal lists, of Trump supporters and Trump administration officials who must be boycotted from ever getting a job again. And then they go on to their Twitter feed and they do things like this. They call Marco Rubio is an insurrectionist. They call Elise Stefanik a seditionist. And then Kevin McCarthy is a traitor. Now, that for me is kind of applying collective guilt. Is it our turn now, Kurt Schlichter, to apply the principle of collective guilt to them and their pedogate scandal?
Well, Dr. Gorka, I think we owe it to them to utilize the new rules that they've established. Now, these would not be my rules. I did not vote for them. I did not support them. But, you know, they've been enacted, and I feel compelled to follow the rules that they create. I don't want to. It's not my choice, but I'm sorry. That's the way it's got to be. I'm only doing what they suggest. When I point out, you guys are kind of associated with a pervert, and it kind of splashes back on you.
Right. So they love this phrase, you know, Trump adjacent. Okay. Well, are they pedophile adjacent, Kurt?
Well, you know, one of my favorite parts was their denial, where they denied being in the physical presence of their, you know,
co-founder. Their co-founder. Let's be clear. John Weaver is a co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Kurt.
You know, and he was, you know, of course, Weaver was John Kasich's advisor. And I'm just wondering what John Kasich's postman father would think.
Absolutely outrageous. Let's just listen to one of these people who's strangely speechless. This is George Conway, another co-founder of the Lincoln Project, who was asked by that mental giant, Mika Brzezinski, about the pedo-gate scandal at the Lincoln Project. Play cut one.
John Weaver, who is a founding member of the Lincoln Project, 21 men accusing him of online harassment. Your organization has a pretty clear statement on this kind of harassment, but wanted to ask you directly about this issue.
Yeah, it's terrible and awful and appalling and unfathomable. I didn't know John very well. I frankly only spoke to him a couple of times on the phone early on in the Lincoln Project. It's almost, I don't know even know what to say. It's just terrible. And it leaves me speechless, frankly.
George Conway speechless? He's a co-founder, and they spoke once by phone. Kurt Schlichter, do you buy any of it?
Well, speechless. that's the first time Conway hasn't opened his mouth when given the opportunity, whether to talk or to shove carbs in, that I've ever heard. But, you know, Father of the Year George Conway, you know, is probably not a great guy to be judging other people on anything. And he's clearly not a great judge of character. I mean, he thinks John Weaver is fine. If he's fine, maybe the guys he doesn't think are fine are fine.
But Kurt, we've done some research, and there is mention of Weaver's propensity for young men from more than a decade ago. So do we buy it that his co-founders at the Lincoln Project knew nothing about his penchant for young men?
Well, look, Dr. Gorka,
and
you
boys
and I have been, we floated around the political world, and we know they're worse gossip than teenage girls. Okay, you can't spend 20 minutes without somebody saying, hey, did you hear what
so-and-so and what so-and-so's doing. Wow. So the idea that somehow Weaver's keeping his down low on the down low, especially when The Atlantic was publishing Karl Rove pointing out that he was hitting on dudes in Texas years and years ago. This was an open secret. They agreed to be around this guy. They chose to be around this guy. And by their own rules, by their own petard, they are hoisted.
They are indeed. It is called the Lincoln Project Pedogate. They applied guilt by association. They are pedophile adjacent. What did they know? They know it. I'm talking to you, Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, George Conway. We don't buy anything. We will continue with the indomitable Colonel K. Kurt Schlichter here on America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We'll be taking your calls eminently on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. But we've got to continue telling you the truth about the Lincoln Project. By the way, do you want to know how much money? They made so much money. So much money. Who gave them the money, though? Here's some interesting deposits, donations. They got the Senate Majority PAC. The Senate gave them $1.9 million. David Geffen, you know who he is? David Geffen's company gave them $500,000. Bain Capital. Mitt Romney's old company gave these never Trumpers $326,000. Oh, this is delightful. The Lincoln Project, I think our guest might have something to say about this, got a cool $296,000 from the University of California. Your comment, Kurt Schlichter.
Why again, Dr. Gorka, is a state university giving money to a bunch of political flacks? Now, I am a graduate of the University of California, and I want my money back.
Unbelievable. I want to know that nobody's going to donate to them. We shall see how big the Project Lincoln Pedogate explodes.
Well, they wrote to me the other day, Dr. Gorka, and asked me for a donation to their new social justice initiative. What I wrote back was not FCC compliant.
Okay, behave. Maybe we'll have a YouTube special. We talked to Kurt Schlichter. He is the author of the Kelly Turnbull series of books. The latest is out. You've got to check it. It's called Crisis, former Army Colonel in the Reserves, retired. Check him out right now at Kurt Schlichter. With your background, serving on active duty, having worn the cloth of the Republic, I have to ask you, my good buddy Chris Plant, we had dinner at the weekend. On Saturday, he with his darling wife walked the perimeter of the green zone in DC, the razor wire. Kurt, he had a step counter, 3.2 miles of barbed wire defenses in the nation's capital. Put that into context for us.
It's quite remarkable, the sheer number of troops they have there facing the threat of what? A couple hundred guys dressed like four?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's shameful. I'm not sure what image they're attempting to portray. You know, information operations are important. Sometimes you have a, quote, show of force. This is more of a show of farce. Right now, these guys can't even feed our guys. I saw the breakfast that they were given. It consisted of an apple and a muffin. You know, if you can't handle feeding troops in a urban environment that's static and not engaged in combat operations, what happens when the Chinese decide, hey, let's take back Taiwan? The simple fact is, Dr. Cook, and I'm very, very worried about this. I have grave doubts about our military leadership. As you know, there's a big five-sided building about 5 miles from where all these troops are being mishandled and badly led. And none of those generals seem to get in the car, drive over, and unscrew this unseemly disaster.
Hey, Hank, Kurt, they're too busy, like the new Secretary of Defense, General Austin, saying that we have enemies inside the military. What about the fact, Kurt, that the new Secretary of State is making statements about the awful militarization of the government in Burma? Maybe he should walk around D.C. a little bit.
Well, look, I mean, you take what's happening in Burma, and that's a coup. This is not a coup, and this is not defending against sedition. This is a ridiculous spasm by an elite that is terrified that's going to be held accountable by its citizens. Now, it wants to pretend that the citizens are going to hold it accountable through violence, but that's not how they're going to do it. What they're going to do is they are going to vote these bums out in 2 years in such numbers that you can't lie, cheat, or steal the wins away. If you look at Joe Biden, he's underwater, and of course he famously swims naked around his Secret Service guys. So that's
gals,
of course, and gals. Look, they are losing their grip. They are terrified. All the institutions they run are falling apart. Their grip on power is breaking. Robin Hood app, the GameStop guys,
yes.
It's all of one piece. The double standard where you can get arrested for memes if you're a conservative, but a liberal woman who did the same thing, she's just fine. People see it. People know it.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with that one phrase you've given us today. It's not a show of force. It's a show of farce. Follow this man right now, Kurt Schlichter, on Twitter. Read his articles at townhall.com and check out the latest installment in the Kelly Turnbull series of fabulous books. It's called Crisis. God bless you, Colonel K. This is America First. Your call's next here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them has given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. That could be you. Find out today. Call 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose but the pain? Do it now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. I haven't even mentioned the rest of the show since we are still suspended by YouTube. We're going to talk about election fraud because they can't suspend us while we're suspended, can they? That would be very strange. So we're going to talk to Phil Klein, who's been documenting all the, let's use their phrase, irregularities and how we can stop it happening again. We're going to talk to Raheem Kassam,
more about the Lincoln Pedogate Project and Gordon Chang, because it's not just about what's happening here. It's about what China is doing aggressively now that Beijing Biden is in the Oval Office. You can call us, you can text us. The Patriot Mobile text line is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. But I want to give you an update on the coronavirus. Masks, how many should you wear? Let's listen to St. Anthony, cut 7.
There are many people who feel, you know, if you really want to have an extra little bit of protection, maybe I should put 2 masks on. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's no data that indicates that that is going to make a difference.
Hang on a second, because we don't want to be science-denized, do we? There's nothing wrong with wearing 2 masks, but there's no data? Then why would you do it, Fauci? You silly little man. Why? To virtue signal? Did you see that tweet? Somebody had a whole box. A box of the masks in front of Fauci's face saying, well, you know, why not wear a whole box? 50 masks. But let me ask you this. I'm just trying to be logical because we love science, don't we, on the left? If there is no, you heard him, the highest paid bureaucrat in America, $413,000 a year is his pay. He said there is no data, zero, zip, none, that doubling up a mask works. Well, if that's the case, why should I wear a mask at all? Because if one mask works, well, surely there has to be some accretion of efficiency when I wear 2. Sure, if one mask works scientifically, how can it be that wearing 2 doesn't improve matters one whit? Not one tiny molecular whit. What does that mean about masks in general? Ruminate on that one. Let's go to your calls. Don in Los Angeles, line 1. Happy Monday, Don.
Dr. G, the rolling thunder of free American radio. How are you?
I'm trying hard today. Good, good, good. I'm trying to roll my R's to be a rolling thunder.
I love it. You know, Dr. G, before I forget, real quick, you got to see this movie, old Jimmy Cagney movie, Blood on the Sun. He's a newspaper correspondent in Japan before World War II. He discovers the Tanaka Memorial. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, it has the greatest judo fight scene on earth.
Wow. Jimmy but is Cagney it Cagney? Is it Cagney or somebody else?
Yes, it's Cagney. No, believe it or not, Cagney was a high-ranking judo guy.
Wow, I had
I'm
no
not sure
idea.
What his belt rank was. Blood on the Sun, as in the rising sun. Miklos Rocha does the score. I forget who directs it, but it is spectacular.
All right. My wife and I, we are watching movies now from the 1940s, and it is fabulous. So I'm going to check that out, Blood on the Sun. All right, let's get to work. What else have you got for us, Don?
Well, real quickly, you know, I heard Mr. Trump calling the Lincoln Project the loser project, which is true, but they're really more like the Benedict Arnold Project. You know, I'm saving the Judas Project for later. But, you know, Dr. G, remember when the communists went to the Spanish Civil War? They called themselves the Abraham Lincoln Brigade.
They did.
You know, from America. You know, why is it these left-wingers keep producing the name of Mr. Lincoln? You know, Mr. Lincoln must be weeping in his memorial, rolling in his grave.
He's
the man who said, with malice towards none, with charity towards all. These guys, it's malice towards everyone, especially us, and charity towards none.
Correct. And not only that, this is your daily public service announcement. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president, and the KKK was an offshoot of the Democrat Party. Thank you for your film recommendations, Don. Always welcome. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Let's go to line 2. Let's work down the numbers. Derek, Ohio.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. I know you tried to call last week. What is your question, Derek?
So, Dr. Gorkin, you know, I found that just trying to, you know, discuss things with with people. It's like almost anything you bring up, if it's against, you know, the official narrative of the left, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, trying to say that Joe Biden, you know, his, how he's compromised with the communist Chinese, it, you don't have to bring up any, you know, ridiculous extreme conspiracy theory. It seems anything, you know, almost anything you say is lumped together as a, can, you know, some conspiracy
correct
theory. This, and, you know, I even have, just side note, my older brother's an FBI analyst. You know, I tried discussing the election and you know, just bringing up, why did they stop counting that night? And he just literally acted as if, what are you talking about? That never happened. I mean, how do we deal with that? You know,
Derek, it's a great question. And it comes back to the fact that you can't. You cannot, when one, I've got this in my family, when somebody you know listens only to CNN, reads only the New York Times or the Washington Post, their source of information is already garbage. It's the old garbage in, garbage out. So you can't have a discussion with them. The only point at which that becomes tenable or even possible is when their world view, the structure, the lens through which they see everything, collapses and breaks down, and they have to reassess everything. Let me think of an example. Let's think about if they catch the coronavirus, and they've tried everything, they're on the edge of death, and somebody comes along and says, look, you've got to try Donald Trump's cocktail, you've got to take hydroxychloroquine like I did, and they survive and they become healthy again, then that's the kind of personal crisis where they have to say, hang on a second, I've been told by the legacy media for a year now that that's bad for me. So it's not a cop-out, Derek, but this is about world views. And if they don't have a shattering challenge to their worldview, you cannot break them out of it. But you need to keep loyal to the truth for that moment when they do collapse and they have to reassess everything. Great question, Derek. Stay on the line. Let's give that man a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. In the meantime, balance of nature is how I keep myself healthy. There's a reason, you know, there's a reason that this product is so incredibly popular. It's because it provides me and everyone who takes it 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. The things, you come on, you know you should be eating them, but you just don't. And right now, Dr. Douglas Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. You will not regret it. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA. Is that footage, is that sound from 6 months ago? Is it Portland? It is Oregon? No, it's Olympia. It's Washington State this weekend with demonstrators chanting, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. But hang on, Donald Trump isn't in the White House anymore. What happened? Why are Biden voters still protesting? Is the revolution going to eat itself? Oh, I think so. I think so. Most distinctly, let's continue to take your calls. Let's go to JR, Columbus, Ohio, Line 3. Welcome back, JR.
Hey, Dr. G. You have the best opening in radio, hands down. It's awesome.
You mean that historical opening? Isn't it amazing?
It's somebody on your end is a genius. It's probably you. But
No. I have to tell you, I have full credit. It's our first engineer who launched the show with me, Leroy. We salute you. And I didn't give him any... I didn't even talk about a show opening. He went away, and he made that by himself, and he didn't ask.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, that was meant to be then.
Totally.
Was meant to be.
Thank you. It's how you start the day. It's how you start the day right.
Yes. Yes. I look forward to it. I genuinely do. So, here's my question, and I'm curious if you are sick of the hypocrisy like me, where Democrats call Republicans evil, and yet we don't do anything that they say we do, but they do, and I'm getting tired of it.
You can't. You've got to use it, JR. You've got to use it as fuel, because if we get tired of their hypocrisy, we have nothing to use against them. It's like my colleague, my good friend here at Salem Radio, Dennis Prager, says, whatever the left accuses you of doing, it is what they are doing themselves. The real fascists, the real Nazis are in Silicon Valley. They're in the Speaker's office on Capitol Hill. They're in the mainstream legacy media. So we can't get tired of it. We have to just keep pointing it out, hammering day in, day out, that this is who they are, and their attitudes to sacrosanct things, whether it's freedom of speech, whether it's the Second Amendment, whether it's free and fair elections, we just have to shine a light on it every single day. Use it as fuel, my friend. Let it fuel your commitment to the truth and make sure that they never get to implement their final answer to their so-called utopia, which would be a literal hell on earth. Thank you, my friend. More of your calls, my analysis, and very special guests here on America First.